Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Money Talking from WNYC. Good morning, I'm Charlie Herman. I'm joined today by our regular contributors, Jonah Serra with The New York Times and Rana Fruhar with Time Magazine. Well, this year has not started off that well for the stock market. After months of steadily climbing and setting new records in 2013, the Dow Jones alone is down around 5% this month. And yet, this is happening even as the U.S. economy continues to strengthen, so much so that the Federal Reserve announced this week that it's going to keep cutting back on its measures to stimulate the economy. So, Rana, what is explaining these recent drops?
Well, there's two reasons, and one has to do with the U.S. and the Fed, and the other has to do with China. And that's appropriate because these are the two major poles of the global economy. So what's happening in the U.S. is that the Fed, as you say, is pulling back on its money dump. And we always knew that when that happened, there was going to be a certain amount of correction in the markets. We didn't know quite where, but what's become clear is that it's going to be in the emerging markets. You're seeing emerging market currencies crash.
Markets like Brazil and Turkey.
South Africa, Argentina, and China. And the thing is, China already had its own problems because it's been growing a debt bubble of really unprecedented proportions over the last 4 or 5 years. And some people think that they're starting to have their own Bear Stearns moment in China.
Well, when you say debt bubble, do you mean like what the U.S. was going through in 2008 where there was just too much debt?
It's a different kind of debt, but yes. In China, much of the debt is in the public sector. But just to give you a little example, 5 years ago in China, it took about a dollar of debt to create every dollar of GDP. Now it takes $4 of debt to create a dollar of value in the economy. That's crisis-type numbers.
Well, I mean, Joe, at some point the Fed does need to start pulling back. Do we just have to expect volatility for into the future?
Well, I do think this is what happens when you take the punch bowl away. All of last year, the Fed was on this monstrous and, for the markets, wonderful bond buying program that didn't really help the real economy all that much. So now it's announced that what was lifting the stock market is about to go away. And so the reaction from the markets, both abroad and here, has been a lot more volatility. You'll notice that what happened on Thursday is the U.S. came out with very strong GDP numbers for the quarter, and the market was up over 100 points. Up 100, down 100, up 100. I mean, I think that's where we're headed as the markets become more connected once again with the real economy in the way that they haven't been for quite some time.
Well, I guess this goes to the sense that the stock market is not necessarily a measure of the economy, even though a lot of people who may not pay a lot of attention to this think that it is. If stock market's going up, things are going better. But this really drives home the point it's not.
That's absolutely right. And actually, if you look at 100 years of economic history, the markets are where they should be about 5 years after a crisis, but the real economy is not. So markets are usually about doubled 5 years after financial crisis. The real economy, while it's growing, is still pretty sluggish. And a lot of people feel, as Joe has said, that this has been an artificial inflation by the Fed.
Well, Joe, what should we expect with the new Federal Reserve chairman coming in next month? Where's the direction that we go? Even though she's had a lot of the same policies that the previous have been, Bernanke, is Janet Yellen going to change things that much that people will be worried?
I really don't think she's going to change things that much. But what not changing things means is that she's going to continue the stated policy of slowing down and eventually ending the bond buying program. So that injects volatility in the market. She's not going to stop that, and I don't think they want to at this point.
Well, let me change topics here for just a minute and talk about another big event that's happening here in New York, New Jersey this weekend, and that is, of course, the Super Bowl. It perhaps is the nation's preeminent sporting event, and it's also a huge economic event. At least that's what we think it is, because when we see estimates that it may bring in as much as $600 million to the local economy, that's great, except no one's actually seen the economic report that says this, and we can't seem to get the real details behind this. So, Joe, put aside who you're betting on, whether it's the Broncos or the Seahawks, are you betting on New York and New Jersey benefiting from the Super Bowl?
Not in any big way, I don't think. Yes, it is absolutely true that there are reports that it would bring in $600 million, but keep in mind that those reports were commissioned by the NFL itself, and that there is academic research that basically says it might be a tenth of that or even less. So I think it has less meaning on the local economy. But it should. The thing you got to keep in mind is that the New York entities that are most affected by the Super Bowl are the television networks.
Because of the amount of ads and the amount
that
they can.
That's right. They can get, I believe they're getting $4 million per 30-second spot. And it is the
It's quite
really,
a special interest.
It's pretty much the only television show left that can attract more than 100 million people.
So let's take a look at some of the stories that we're paying attention maybe in the next week or so. Rana, what's on your radar?
So I am watching a story that's happening in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and it's a battle to create a new kind of labor movement. Volkswagen, which is a big German auto manufacturer, is for starting what's called a works council. It's a Germanic union that would allow workers to have representation on the boards and more of a say in corporate strategy. It's kind of amazing because when you talk about labor movements, companies are usually against them. Volkswagen is actually for it. Many of the workers are for it. The UAW is on the fence. They want to see whether or not this is actually going to cohere with what they're trying to do. And local politicians like the governor of Tennessee and the senator from Tennessee, Bob Corker, are very much against it, probably in part because they're conservatives who've built some of their reputations on being anti-union. So this is a battle that's really pitting a lot of interesting adversaries and creating some new and interesting bedfellows.
And the creation potentially of a whole new type of union in this country?
I think so. I'm going to be watching it very carefully because I think if it's successful, it really could herald a turning point for how labor works in this country.
Joe, what are you watching?
I'm watching Boeing.
Okay.
Boeing had terrific earnings this week, but it's also, we were talking about emerging markets and the problems that they're having now. Boeing is in some ways a proxy for those markets. A huge number of their backlog planes are in places like China, India, and Turkey and Indonesia, all countries that are having their problems.
These are all countries that have requested planes from Boeing.
They have them on order and they're waiting. And the real question now is, you know, if they start to cut back on the orders or delay the orders and Boeing has to hit some headwinds, I'm sorry, it'll tell us something both about the emerging markets and about the state of the airline industry.
Well, we'll be watching those stories and all the week's financial news at WNYC.org. And let us know if you think the Super Bowl is good for business for the host city. You can leave a comment at moneytalking.org. And while you're there, be sure to sign up for the podcast for this program. Rana Fruhart with Time Magazine and Joe Nocera with The New York Times. Thanks as always.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Charlie Herman. This is Money Talking from WNYC.